Stride asked Atlas if he is optimistic now that Dr. Jay Bhattacharya has been picked by President Donald Trump to lead the National Institutes of Health, NIH, and Dr. Marty Makary has been tapped for the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. I'm cautiously optimistic, he said. Frankly, it's a venomous atmosphere. The so-called deep state is real. But, he added, that it's a totally different world between Trump's first term and his second term in terms of public support. The support by the people is very persuasive to the opposition party, he explained, adding, I will include the media. The media is part of the opposition to the Trump administration. He also noted the important role that Twitter, now X, now plays in allowing free speech on these topics. Atlas describes ex-owner Elon Musk as the most important person in my lifetime for freedom. Atlas called on the NIH, FDA, and CDC to become more transparent, to help rebuild the public's trust in these institutions. He also wants to see a different process for research funding. We need to have some accountability for the funding, he said. This is an idea I have put forth, and I've heard Jay Bhattacharya also say, which is that we have 15-plus academic medical centers and universities that get over $500 million per year in NIH funding. They need to ensure that they're allowing free speech, free scientific debate. The essence of science and research is the scientific debate. And if they're forwarding that with faculty censures, for instance, why would they be entitled to U.S. taxpayer money at the tune of $500, $600, $700 million a year every year? He also wants to break the revolving door between the directors of HHS, FDA, NIH, CDC, and the private companies that they regulate. Atlas said some people have left their government roles and were immediately on the boards of the companies that they regulated. That's unethical, he said. I've proposed a 5-year delay from when you can work in government and then go work as an employee or on the board of the companies in the health sector. We need to restore trust, he concluded. There's no magic bullet to that, by the way, because it's very damaged, and again, like I say, rightfully so. Watch PragerU CEO Marissa Streit's full interview with Dr. Scott Atlas here.